Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Will McDonald from Starleaf. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time this afternoon to talk to me.
Hey, Gary, thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. So can you tell me a little bit about Starleaf?
Yes, I certainly can. Starleaf is a video conferencing company, and we're completely cloud-based. So all our video conferencing, all managed, controlled by the cloud.
Fantastic. So video conferencing has come pretty commonplace these days. A lot of people don't even have a landline in their home anymore. I don't have a landline. Talking to my wife back in the States, I've been doing Zoom conferencing to do that. So what sets you apart from all these other video conferencing solutions out there?
That's a very good question. Now that you've mentioned the Z word. What Starleaf does is we focus on being reliable and secure. And there's lots of ways that we do that. We think the two are pretty tightly related. If you're not reliable, then you can never be secure because you don't have vulnerabilities. So we run our own data centers. We don't run on AWS. We have hardware in 16 countries around the world. And that gives the customers the security of having the data in their own country. Data sovereignty, very important. And then, of course, we control that hardware all the way through from the operating system all the way up to the network connections. So we don't rely on any third-party hosting company.
Very good. Now, you mentioned security, which is obviously a big deal. Once you get out into that world where you're talking about ones and zeros and IP addresses, you're no longer within the confines of these walls here. How are you helping to secure my data, my personality, or whatever, going out over the waves?
Yeah, the internet is a scary place.
Yes.
So there's a couple of things we do. In our meeting rooms, a big part of our solution is about what goes into the meeting room. And we build a dedicated hardware appliance. So it's our own hardware, manufactured in the UK, runs all of our own software. There's not a bit of Windows or any other third-party operating system in there. So we control the whole thing. So once again, we get the control of the platform. And that hardware endpoint only ever connects to our cloud. It has a VPN connection, a single tunnel, all the way into our cloud. And that cloud is a locked down private cloud. And from there, we do all the interoperability to 323 systems, Skype for Business, and all those kinds of things. So the endpoint and the cloud connection, totally nailed down. And as an example of how important security is to us, we've just recently gone through our final audit on ISO 27001, which is the ISO standard for security. So we're pretty excited by that.
Yeah, that is good. So you mentioned you have proprietary hardware, and that's how you're providing security. To me, as an end user and an AV integrator, engineer, that makes me a little worried that this might not work in my ecosystem. I've already got certain things already in place right now. So that is a very easy, comfy space that I live in. So what makes yours better than those, and how are you going to make my life easier?
Well, interoperability is key to this solution.
Absolutely.
And we take interoperability to a level beyond what our competitors do. Mm-hmm. Let me explain what I mean by that. So all the different cloud vendors, ourselves included, and the Z word, and the B word, and a bunch of other ones, they all offer this capability where you can schedule a conference in the cloud, and you can join it from anything. You can join it with phone numbers from all over the world. You can join it with a web browser, with Skype for Business, with SIP or 323 systems, and of course, your own software. So we all offer that capability. That's not unique. So how do we go one step further than that?
Right.
Well, at Starleaf, you've put us in that meeting room. Yeah, you can join our meetings. But if you put some with the Zoom or BlueJeans solutions, I don't like to talk about competitors, but with, so I won't.
I'll just call
I'll
them
say
C&D.
Other cloud providers, you put their meeting room solution in and you can only join their meetings.
Okay.
So the idea what we offer is you put us in and sure you can join our meetings, but you can also join their meetings, Skype for Business meetings, Zoom meetings. So it becomes this universal device in the meeting room that can join any of the meetings. We're not locking you in to our meetings.
I think it's a very unique approach because on one hand, you're proprietary, which sometimes causes a person to have pause because they think, oh, you know, I'm going to be locked into this. But at the same time, while you're proprietary, you're also agnostic. And that's the thing that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy at the end of the day. If I'm going to select a product and I'm going to install it in my classrooms so that I know my professors or my whoever is going to walk in and be able to use this, I want it to be easy and familiar. And it seems like you've found a happy middle ground to satisfy all of this.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, you say people like professors because they tend not to be technical.
I know. It's really tough. There's one sitting in the room with us. We don't call names or anything. But, you know, if it passes his sniff test, we're doing part of our job.
There we go. So what we do in that department to really make these meeting rooms easy is we have this concept of a big green button. So when you schedule our meeting room, well, when you book a meeting, regardless of whose it is, ours, Skype for Business, one of those other cloud providers, and you reserve the meeting room, then what happens at the time in the meeting room, this big green button lights up, you push that and it'll take you into straight into whatever meeting it is, Skype for Business, Starleaf, or one of the others. Mm-hmm. So it's one button, all you need if it's set up right.
And then from a scheduling standpoint, is this something that I can easily schedule through any other platform?
Yeah, well, all of us, all mm-hmm. of those providers and Skype for Business all have Outlook plugins, which is the way that most people schedule their meetings. Mm-hmm. So that's like 90% of it. We've got a web portal as well that you can do mm-hmm. it. And we've got APIs for third parties. All
Very
that
good.
Kind of stuff.
Now, what about recording? It's you always want to be able to save these for posterity.
We have a recording service. Yeah, but that comes back to the stuff that everyone does. Mm-hmm. The recording's like table stakes.
Yeah,
I'm not going to differentiate myself by doing recording. Everyone, if you
but
don't,
you would differentiate yourself by not doing recording.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
You still have to
Good
be able
point.
To bring all those fair Absolutely. To the table. Yeah,
yeah, that, yeah. You wouldn't. You wouldn't be a player if you didn't.
So for ISE 2019, do you have anything new and exciting out on the showroom floor
we
that I
do.
Can check out?
So as I was saying, ease of use is important to us. So, you know, we have our software clients that when you schedule one of these meetings, if you're using our software client, you schedule one of our meetings, we give everyone just a single button, give them a notification on their device, push that button and you're in the conference. Works like a champ, very easy to use. Likewise, I said in the meeting room system, you schedule the meeting, you get a big green button if you invited the meeting room. But there's a use case here that's not covered by those two, which is I've invited you to this meeting, but I have no idea what meeting room you need to use. So you're wandering around the building with your laptop looking for a meeting room. You find one that's not used, you walk in there and you plonk down your laptop. Now, there's two things you want to do. You want to be able to share your screen and you want to join the meeting. Mm-hmm. But because it was an unreserved meeting room, there's no green button. Mm-hmm. So the product we've launched is called Pronto. It's a USB cable, which does both USB A and C, mm-hmm. coming out from the table.
Okay.
It plugs into our touch panel, so there's no extra wiring. You plug it into a USB port, and within 2 seconds, two things happen. Your laptop screen is mirrored onto the display in the room, mm-hmm. and the green button for the meeting that you're invited to appears on the touch panel.
Fantastic.
So you do like local sharing, push the green button, and you're in the meeting. And then you can do remote sharing. So it's called Pronto because it's really fast.
Yeah.
It's faster than an HDMI cable. So you don't need all those dongles
Isn't
in case you've got VGA or HDMI. And it's faster than one of those plug-in buttons because it doesn't have to boot up. It's a cable.
Fantastic.
So Pronto is our new product. We did the video on it earlier.
I like it.
Guys.
Do you have anything else ISE this year that you'd like to talk to us about?
Well, we're doing a few enhancements to our cloud. We've added a new kind of meeting, which is called a spotlight meeting, mm-hmm. which is for like town halls and all companies where someone can manage it and determine who everyone sees and mute the audience.
Nice.
So that's
some moderator controls
in
there. Yeah.
Like the one thing that everyone does who's in the cloud is continual improvement of the solution.
Sure. Fantastic.
That's ongoing.
So for those unfortunate souls that can't walk down to the ISE floor and check out your product, where could they find out more about it?
Well, starleaf.com.
That's simple enough.
It's easy.
Well, Will, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and hang out with me for a few minutes. And that does it for this edition of the Trade Show Minute.
Thanks, Gary.
Fantastic. So if you'd like to hear all of our ISE coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.